Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. We need another history lesson today about local history, and we bring in again our great friend Stephanie Brott with the Mercer County Historical Society. And let's pick out a topic of conversation today, Stephanie. Let's go with the great Shale City Brickyards, and we'll get into the history of that first, and then the urban or rural legend of bricks used for the construction of the great Wrigley Field up in Chicago. So plenty to talk about this morning, but some great local history with the Shale City Brickyard, that's for sure.
That's right. Thanks, Jim, for contacting us. Always fun to talk to you, and certainly about topics like this.
And it was a big thing back in the day, and I know, you know, one of the big parts of the Shale City Brickyard that made it go initially is there had to be access to rail. And I know that was a part of, you know, a brickyard, I guess, being located in Mercer County. So let's go back to the history of this business.
Okay. According to the figures I have, there were bricks being produced at Shale City for about 60 years. Approximately from the years of 1912 to 1969, which really surprises me to realize that they were still making bricks there in 1969.
And let's talk about kind of the corporate structure. I know initially, I don't know if it's fair to call them kind of a mom-and-pop operation when they initially started in 1912, but I know just a couple of years later, things changed. I don't know if you say dramatically, but I know a much different business structure for them. So talk about kind of the business entities behind Shale City Brickyard and the changes there.
Sure. It started out as the Continental Brick Factory in about 1912, and in about 1915, the Hydraulic Press Brick Company, which was headquartered in St. Louis, bought it out, and they produced there something that was called high-tech bricks. I learned in my research that they made face bricks there, and I didn't know that there were different kinds of bricks, but face bricks are different from common bricks. In that they're more accurately finished and smoothed off, and colors are more uniform. So I think it's a high-quality product that they made there. And the principal market for their bricks was actually apparently in Chicago and Detroit. So,
do you know at the height of the operation what did the, I guess, employee numbers reach out? What type of employer were they for Mercer County?
Sure. Actually, they seem to have been huge. During the 1920s, they produced about a half million bricks per week and employed about 100 men. And even in the 1960s, they still employed 60 men and made about 400,000 bricks per week. And I read in one of my sources that in the 1960s, they had one of the largest payrolls, maybe the largest payroll of any employer in Mercer County.
My goodness. And then that's I guess herein lies the tragedy of this story, right? I mean,
right.
When you look at some of these businesses and you see it today, when we talk about aging manufacturing plants, aging facilities, what happens? Well, you need to make improvements. And then if you're within a corporate structure, you're under the umbrella of a parent company, they make a decision as to whether, hey, are we going to make the upgrades here or maybe we're going to relocate
right. And
produce these bricks somewhere else.
Right.
Unfortunately, it sounds like the latter happened. That led to the demise of the location?
That's what it seems to me, yes. Yes.
Well, and I told you the main reason I wanted to get you on. You know, we're in the heart of baseball season, right?
Uh-huh.
So the I've always heard about the urban legend, you know, Clark and Addison, right? What's there in Chicago? It's Wrigley Field, right?
Yeah.
So tell me, Stephanie Brott, true or false, are bricks from Shale City Brickyard, were they used at that facility, Wrigley Field?
Any of the literature that I can find from our historical sources indicate that, yes, that was the case.
So how neat of a storyline is that, do you think? Another nice tidbit about local history here in Mercer County. How neat is that?
Absolutely. And another connection with other places in the larger world. Yes.
Do you know, when you think about that, and, you know, you talk about the storied franchise of Wrigley Field, and let's face it, or the storied franchise of the Cubs and the storied franchise, the story ballpark of Wrigley Field that's still standing. We know this nostalgia with that. But kind of with Mercer County being a part of that,
yeah.
You know, the history of that. I don't know, can you elaborate how special maybe you think that is?
Well, I think it's special in that when you go to a game up there, you know, you're actually sitting on or near something that was produced just right here, you know. And when you're watching them play on television and they're at home, you know, there's a direct connection with our home here in Mercer County.
Well, and I guess that's the neat thing. I know that the ballpark, you know, has undergone significant renovation since, I think, Wrigley was constructed, I think it was called Wegmans Park initially, but 1914. Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, it's undergone some significant renovations, but you know, somewhere in that place,
yep,
it are bricks stamped by Shale City, Illinois.
That's right.
So that's great. All right, and the other thing we didn't get to yet, right? Rail was a big part of this, right?
Yeah.
Why don't you explain? And of course, there's not a railroad that serves Mercer County any longer.
Right.
We have railroad right of way still, you know, in our county, but no a railroad anymore. And you told me off the air, right? The company had to build basically a spur line to get to what the Rock Island.
The Rock Island Southern.
Yeah, so that was a big part of this to make this, I assume, happen.
Yes, and you know, when you think about it, they did have to have a way to get those bricks out into that larger market, and in the early days and into the mid 20th century, we did have rail service, particularly east and west across the county. And in the days that the Shale City Brickyard was a very busy concern, we had two rail lines running just south of there. One was the CB&Q, and the other was the Rock Island Southern. And it was the Rock Island Southern line that Shale City tapped into. Rock Island Southern actually ran from Rock Island down to Monmouth, but there was a branch line ran from Gilchrist to Aledo, and it was from that branch line that the Shale City Brickyard built a spur up to Shale City, and then that's how they got their product out and from there all over the place.
All right. Well, this is a great story as usual, and I really like the unincorporated areas where you find some great history. I know Millersburg, of course, is the original home of one of the oldest county fairs, being the Mercer County Fair, and its roots are in an unincorporated area now in Millersburg, and of course Shale City, an unincorporated area, the home of the old Shale City Brickyards. And I guess as we wrap up our interview, when I don't even know if the Cubs are in Chicago this weekend, but the next time you're watching a game on TV at Wrigley Field, you can look at that TV and say, yep, Mercer County right there.
A little piece of Mercer County.
Yep.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, we're going to have to figure out what our next topic is going to be down the road. I appreciate the great insight from Stephanie Brott. It's always important to learn about these neat tidbits of local history. And I know, Stephanie, you guys had your spring open meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And I know spring and summer hours, down at the Essley Noble Museum. There's many interesting finds down there. It's a great place to go visit.
Absolutely. Come visit us, anybody. We're glad to have you, and thanks for tapping into us.
All right. Stephanie Brunt with the Mercer County Historical Society giving us a history lesson in the old Shale City Brickyards.